Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The sons of God are exhorted to judge all things, but we must daily ask for grace to judge righteous judgment, which is always done in humility, knowing that we know nothing as we ought to know. The Lord said, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We will all be surprised one day to find out how little we knew of heavenly things, and how much less we knew of God's wondrous workings in those whom he calls his own. The Lord often saves the best for last and gives his children insights into heavenly things that they can appreciate more fully towards the end of their days. A man can ramble on about many things that may be of some profit to the sons of God, but as the Lord told Martha, one thing is needful. It will always be what Paul confessed, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. The latter end of David is much like most men. He who once wielded a mighty sword to cut off the head of Goliath was eventually brought to a bed of feebleness, where he could not even get warm except it be by extreme measures. His last words are significant because they give us an insight into the grace which kept David while the world, his flesh, and Satan conspired to destroy him. Such is the case with all of the sons of God, for he will not forsake his own, even though it may appear so when the ravages of time and age have taken their toll on these feeble houses of clay. One cannot know what goes on in the mind and spirit of the sons of God when they are in such states of decay. But we can know that their testimony of faith in Christ is not diminished, even though their bodies may be. For Christ is their strength and shield, and he will supply their every need. He is their faith. He commanded no armies in that state, but he was nonetheless a mighty warrior in the army of God. The Lord does not need the vibrancy and strength of youth, but will demonstrate his faithfulness and grace to those he loves, even to the very end of these tottering earthly tabernacles. It does not matter how eloquent or powerful a man might have been, or how mightily he might have been used by the Lord. All will ultimately be stripped of such things as the weakness of their body is demonstrated, and their sustainer's hands of mercy holds them tightly to his bosom. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. In David's last words, he confessed that in all of those anointed psalms that he wrote, it was the power and grace of God that brought them to pass. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. This is akin to that which Paul taught. For who maketh thee to differ from another, and what hast thou that thou didst not receive? The man who is taught by the Spirit of God can never glory in his own abilities and power, but must give all glory to him who led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. In David's last words, he spoke prophetically of Christ. The God of Israel said, The rock of Israel spake to me. Christ is that rock. Though David saw very dimly as an Old Testament prophet, he knew that Christ would come. In full revelation, we now see that Christ is the spokesman of God. God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Christ alone is that just king and ruler who came to do his Father's will. In David's last words, he spoke of him who is the light of the world. And he shall be as a light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. For he would dispel the darkness which held men in chains. The morning is broken as the bright and morning star has now come. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In David's last words, he spoke of a covenant-keeping God. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. The covenant blessings of God come to his people through Christ, to whom all covenant promises have been made. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. The Lord declared the results of this covenant when he said, All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. The last words of John are, Even so come, Lord Jesus. Do you look for his coming?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.